Deacon Jake had hoped to come here to assist at this Mass, but he said he might be late. I know why he's late. He didn't want to have to read all those names. He was very smart. Let the priest do it. But there's a story of a gardener who took a rock pile and with many years of work turned it into the most beautiful garden. He dug out all the rocks. He plowed the area, planted hundreds of beautiful flowers. And people came from miles around to see this magnificent garden which the gardener had made. Well, one day his pastor came, and the pastor felt that sometimes people don't give God enough credit. So he said to the gardener, you know, you and the good Lord together have made a magnificent garden. And of course, the gardener knew what he was getting at, and he said, that's right, Reverend. Without the miracle of the sun and the soil and the seed, we would have no garden at all. But then he said, but Reverend, you should have seen this place when God had it all to himself. We are cooperators with God. You are the volunteers of Holy Trinity. God needs your help, and you have responded generously to say yes to God. See, you and the good Lord together can do incredible things. So tonight's Mass is a Mass offered for you. I'm offering my Mass and Communion up in thanksgiving for all of you to show our appreciation for all the hard work that you do, really day in and day out, week after week, month after month, and many of you for the last 8 years since we began this parish. So this Mass is for you to thank you, to show our appreciation for your hard work, of what you and the good Lord together have done. We're so blessed in this parish. We have such a wonderful group of parishioners and families that give so much of their time, their talents, their gifts, their treasure to serve the Lord, to do great things for God. One holy priest once told me that a priest should do 100 men's work a day, but use 100 people to do it. Say, isn't that a great idea? See, to do 100 men's work a day, but use 100 people to do it. That's our goal, of course, to have everybody participate in the work of God. Now, Vatican II talked about this. It reminds us that every Catholic is called to be an apostle. By their very baptism, you're called to holiness of life, and you're called to be an apostle, to spread the faith, to evangelize. And so you do this in so many different ways here at this parish. We think of all the list of all those things, the activities, ministries, organizations. Take a look sometime and just read over the list of the 65 or so organizations and ministries and activities here at Holy Trinity. It's very inspiring. Let me just highlight a few of them. Think, for example, about those adorers. And I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, spend an hour each week before the Blessed Sacrament. As you know, we have over 400 people that do this every week. Some of you make that sacrifice of getting up every week at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning or coming at midnight to spend that hour with the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And then think of those who serve God through helping in the liturgical aspects, being a sacristan, setting up the masses daily and for all of our 7 masses on the weekends. All the servers, those who help as extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, those who proclaim the Word of God as lectors, those who help with the ushering, those who provide the beautiful music and all the choirs at all the different masses. So just think of what goes into running a parish and all really the hundreds, even thousands of people that are there working behind the scenes to do all the jobs, to unlock the church in the morning, to set up for all the masses, to run all the organizations. We think, and again, looking over that list, you see There are those who bring the statue of our Blessed Mother to people in their homes to get families to pray together. Those who do the audio ministry within the church, making CDs available for people. Those who comfort the bereaved when they lose a loved one. Those who provide meals for young moms with difficult pregnancies. Those who provide meals for, again, for families that have lost a loved one as well. Those who are here every Friday night to help with the wedding coordinators. With all the 40 weddings we do each year, it takes a large number of people to help with all those weddings. We have those of you who teach Bible studies and run prayer groups in the parish. Those of you who do the volunteering for coffee and donuts. That's a very important social ministry to get people to meet each other and know each other. There are those who get to visit our homebound. They can't get out to Mass. And yet now we're starting a transportation ministry to help bring people to Mass. But there are those who can't make it to Mass. And so many of you take the Lord and Holy Communion to the homebound. Many of you volunteer hours in the gift shop and in the audio and video and book library. You help us parish nurses at the health and wellness, taking blood pressure readings and doing blood drives. And then so many of you are involved in the outreach to the poor and to the needy through the Samaritans, the Social Concerns, the House of Mercy. And think of all of our wonderful members of the Knights of Columbus and Legion of Mary that do so much for the parish. We also have those who help the office staff that come in every week to answer the phone and to help us in there. We do such a great job in this busy, busy parish. In fact, one of the volunteers once said that working one day in the office was like being right before an election in a political, it was like, I forget how they expressed it, but it was something like, it was the day before the election and you were working in the office getting things ready for it. That's how it was every day over at the office. And so we want to thank them, and also, of course, the money counters that come in faithfully for hours every week to help us with that. And then we think of the many different organizations and prayer groups. The pro-life group, the different prayer groups, Bible studies, and the RCIA. What a wonderful ministry to help people come into the Catholic Church. And one thing that really impresses me is how many CCD teachers we have. Really hundreds of teachers and assistants. How else could we teach 1,600 children if we didn't have a large army of teachers that do such an incredible job week after week in teaching the faith to the children? See, Father Wooten and I, Father Jack, Deacon Jake, we can't teach those classes. And we can come in here and there and visit. But the only way we can teach 1,600 children is through you, through all of our hundreds of teachers. And then, of course, think of all those who volunteer in the sewing ministry to make those baptismal bibs. Those are rosary makers, those who help promoting vocations, volunteering with the youth group, the young adults, the scouts, the clubs for the boys and girls, all the different fundraising activities. If you imagine, to try to fathom the number of volunteers that we have in this parish that run each of those different fundraisers, the car raffles, the golf tournaments, the dinners, the dances, those who teach NFP and baptismal classes, those who do the website, the emails, the bulletin. It's amazing. It is truly inspiring just to look over that list in the bulletin. The generosity of our parishioners is incredible. One example, the Giving Tree, 1,300 presents or tags were taken off that tree, and 1,300 gifts will be given to needy and poor children and families just this Christmas. Imagine that. Another example, just in the last couple weeks, some of the men of the parish, led by George Osilka, have built that beautiful stable. Did you all see the outdoor nativity scene? It is wonderful to see that. And that's, again, just volunteers getting together to use their gifts and talents. At this time, I would just like to have each of the heads of all the organizations and committees just stand up for a moment so we can acknowledge all of the heads of the organizations and ministries at Holy Trinity. So if you could please stand for a moment, if you run any of the organizations. Okay, let's thank you for being here. Again, thanks so much. And just one last thought. You know, we've had in the last 8 years so many wonderful parishioners that have been called to their eternal reward. You know, we know many of your family members and friends have been called home to eternal life with Almighty God. And many of them were volunteers at Holy Trinity. Some of them helped in the Capital campaign or helped in the different organizations and groups. We should always, of course, remember Tom Vanderwoody, because his life and his death was so inspiring. And so every day I ask Tom to intercede for our parish, for all the spiritual and material needs of our parish as well. So I hope each of you will continue to ask his intercession for all of our parishioners, for all of our spiritual and material needs of our parish. So let's always remember him in our prayers and also ask him to intercede for us.